remember Toto. I remember Toto. I remember Toto.
They had a swimming pool.
Is there gas in the car? Yes, there's gas in the car.
I'll start again.
Don't stop.
Let's go. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Joseph Stalin, Alan Carr, Nasser and Prokofiev, Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc.
There are 50 former national intelligence folk who said that this is a Russian plan.
Here we go again with Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Different and original, like everybody else.
Well, to paraphrase Samuel F.B. Morse, what hath Target wrought? Egad. Confused as you are, I am Gus Bodenheim.
That is also on the double disc set Slouching Towards Bodenheim. Gus in an experimental mood there, featuring WFMU station manager Ken on vocals in that track.
That's a great track.
Wrapping up here with Mark Hurst, my co-host for this week, this year, the WFMU Marathon. Next week I'll be back with Michelle, 1L. 2 E's, 1 M, some other letters in there as well. And we're going to be discussing whether the summer of Seeger was in fact a failure.
Well, I'm just happy that we're off to a strong start to Farch.
I've paid my respects.
Farch
I signed up.
Yeah, it's going to, I mean, Framtuary was a rousing success. And I feel like Farch, it needs a little push.
Someone accused me of being a Swiftie. No, I'm a Frampy.
A Frampian Farch.
Thank some people, and then we'll draw some winners, and then we'll get out of here and make way for 7 Second Delay.
Okay, we want to say thank you to Rachel in Sacramento, California. And thanks to Steven in Brooklyn for your pledge. Katie in Glendale, California is also checking in with a nice pledge. We want to say thanks to the Perrin family. They're in Olive Bridge, New York. The Perrin family says to you, Erwin, Gus B, very special. Or I suppose it's Gus is very special. Sorry. Andrew in Athens, New York. Thanks so much. Francis in Montrose, New York, with a generous pledge. Francis is in the drawing for the Mose Allison album. Chris in the Redwoods checking in with a pledge, also in for Mose Allison. And Chris says, Chris is there in Lagunitas, California. Chris says, pledging to my Wolf Moo Gateway DJ. Thanks, Erwin. So you were the Gateway DJ for Chris in the Redwoods.
Glad I could provide that service.
For people who don't know, the Gateway DJ is the first DJ you listen to on WFMU who really hooks you on the station. So that's great. And Fredericks of Newport Richey, Florida.
Longtime listener supporter.
Who writes, in memory of Magic Mel Lyman.
That was a reference to Gus's Into the Mystic Spot. And that book.
An Astral Weeks
the
reference.
The wonderful book, Astral Weeks, what is it, A Musical History of 1968 by Ryan Walsh?
Yes.
What a wonderful
from
book.
Hallelujah the Hills, that's right.
Oh, God.
And Jan from Denville, New Jersey, with a generous pledge. Thank you. And also, thank you to Andrew, who has upped his Swag for Life pledge just for this drawing, Irwin. Andrew hopes to win the print of Gus Bodenheim, so Andrew's in the drawing
as
well.
It's out of my control, Andrew.
It is out of your control.
Fates.
Now, I'm mixing and mixing. Irwin, you're going to need to choose left hand or right hand.
I chose the left before. Let's go with the left this time.
Going with left? Okay. So I'm going to announce. Should I go ahead and announce the winners?
Please. We're down to the wire.
Okay, the winner of the Mose Allison Live 1978 LP is Andrew in Athens, New York.
That was not rigged.
And?
Absolutely not. Not a chance. If I keep saying it often enough, people will start to believe it. It was. It wasn't.
The winner of...
Don't forget to announce the winner of... Sorry.
You're doing that again?
I'm busy queuing up the 7-second
That's a commitment to the bit.
Theme.
That's a commitment
so
to the
I'm
bit.
I'm distracted right now.
All right. Should I go ahead and announce the winner, or perhaps you'd like to do the station ID now, just to make sure that you get it done.
WFMU East. Listen closely, Mark. Listen. Let this be ingrained, okay? And I have witnesses right here. The
yeah.
Microphone's on.
Okay.
It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
The winner of the Gus Bodenheim print out of 15 prints made that will ever be made. The winner of the third of three Gus Bodenheim prints goes
to... Get to it already!
Jan! Jan in Denville, New Jersey. Yes.
Congratulations.
I did that just for you, Irwin.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, when would you like to do the station ID?
Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay. Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks to all the listeners who contributed. Thanks to the volunteers. We have a week and a half more of this, and then Hoof and Mouth on the final Sunday night, the grand finale of the WFMU 2024 Marathon.
chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see.
Welcome to the WFMU Fundraising Marathon, Andy Breckman.
Thank you, Ken.
Nice of you to come by.
Thank you for inviting me, Ken.
Yeah, no problem. This is kind of like the new year. This is the beginning of the year, the end of the old one. And you've had a good year this year. Am I right?
I've had a good year?
Yeah, you had a new movie.
Those are the best kind of movies, by the way. New movies.
Yes.
I decided to make a new movie.
Right, and you got nominated for a whole bunch of awards.
The movie was nominated.
Yeah, we've
had some nominations. Right now, we're 0 for 5. We've been to 5 award ceremonies.
5 nominations?
5 losses.
Wow.
5 losses, Ken. We go home empty-handed.
Yeah,
5
flying
times.
Out to L.A. over and over again.
Well,
do you guys have a private jet for that, or...?
If there is a private jet, I was not invited to sit on the private jet. I'm not, Ken, I'm not a WFMU station manager. I don't go flying coast to coast on private jets.
Neither do station managers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just so you know.
Hold on. Ken's passing me a note. Ixnay on the Ivret Pre Etche.
Don't
mention the jet.
Isn't it great how I can write on plastic like that?
Yeah, it is.
Or cellophane.
It is.
This here is the 2024 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. This is 7 Second Delay.
Yeah.
And we are asking for your support to help keep this radio station on the air for another year. You can watch our video tonight because it's a very big show, of course. It's the soaking of the Breckman.
You should be warned, and you should warn people. Maybe legally you have to warn people. If you do make your goal this year, the station will be on the air for another year.
Oh, yeah. No, that's we warned
them
about
that. There's always a chance.
Yeah. Well, no, not a chance. It's kind of guaranteed. If we make our goal, we're good for another year.
Will you be playing the same crap all year?
I don't accept your description of our music as crap.
I don't accept your description of your music as music. Hey, Michelle, did you hear my zinger?
So good.
That's
so
how
good.
You do it, baby.
Michelle's in the phone room to help us tabulate the soak.
Girls love zingers. I'll tell you that about girls.
I know. It's like a drug for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is making girls laugh.
How much better is it for you to make a girl laugh than to make me laugh?
20%.
Only 20% better?
Well, you're so effeminate. That's my girl. That's how you do it, Michelle. God bless her.
So we're asking you to not pledge yet, but just...
Wait a minute. Wait. Feel free to play. Man, you drive me crazy, Ken. Seriously. Feel free to pledge now. Seriously, Ken. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org.
It's just that in seven...
No, Ken.
In 7.5 minutes, Andy's going to match anything you pledge for a 4-minute period.
That's so infuriating. Why would you discourage people from pledging now? We would accept their money. It's the same money as during the soaking, the so-called soaking.
Well, I think people should right now prepare for the soaking. Because here's how it works. Your pledge has to be initiated between 6:15 and 6:19. It's now 6:08 by my clock. So
but
you
if
have
they pledge now, they can pledge.
Yeah.
They can help the station.
But then you don't have to match it.
I know. And they can do no harm to another human being. Let's assume they consider me another human being. They would do me no harm. Like a doctor's oath, you know, first do no harm.
You
can pledge now. Doctors should be pledging.
Oh, you're saying,
doctors listening.
I see. You're claiming that if you have to make a larger donation, they're doing you harm.
Yes.
I see.
They're doing me harm by taking money from me and my family, from our mouths. Yes. That's a working definition of harm.
Even after the last 12 months, a very lucrative 12 months, one of the most lucrative 12 months the Breckman family has had, I believe, in history.
Where are you getting your information? What are your sources?
From Peacock. Internal Peacock documents. I have some people on the inside over there.
This is Ken reacting to a friend who has a job, who works for a living. Can't get his head around it.
Oh, who just...
You assume I'm swimming in money.
Who was just executive producer of a new movie that was nominated for, you say, 5 awards. 5.
The awards don't mean any more money. By the way, let people pledge now. 800-989-9368. Hey, if you pledge now... What can we do for them? A special little...
We do have a joke. If you pledge $20 or more, you can get the punchline to this joke.
Yeah, we have a joke. Oh, you're pointing at me?
What's the joke? Setup?
Well, the setup to the joke is, what do you call a WFMU disc jockey in a three-piece suit?
Oh, what? Tell me.
You have to pay $20, and one of our fantastic call screeners will give
Not
you the
call screeners, our phone volunteers.
Our phone volunteers.
You can call them phone slaves if you want.
Our winged monkeys.
Yeah. Pre-Me Too movement, we used to call them phone slaves.
And then, but post-Me Too, we call them phone slaves. That's how we roll here at FMU. We ignore whatever trend Rolling Stone magazine tells us.
We have 4.5 minutes to go before the soaking. Don't forget, you need to initiate that pledge. Don't start your online pledge
just yet.
Well,
I'm sure people are calling now. 800-989-9368. Michelle, who do we have to thank?
No one.
We could thank.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, we could thank all the people who pledged before the marathon.
We should
even
also
mention
that anybody that pledges $75 or more, we have a great premium.
Yes, we have listener participation trophies.
Yes, we have trophies. Everyone will get a trophy. It's a personalized trophy.
How is it going to be personalized?
Well, it'll say FMU, and it'll say.
It'll say
favorite,
like 13th best listener.
Yeah, it'll say like first best listener all the way down to
45th best listener.
Maybe 60th best listener.
And they're 24 karat gold, solid?
No, it won't be 24 karat gold. It's a good question, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you for
that question. No, it'll be cheap plastic.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure.
It'll look from a distance, and to people who are mentally challenged, it'll look like real gold.
So all of the WFMU listeners.
You can tell a typical FMU listener it's real gold.
We do have a few people to thank who pledged before the show.
Before you found some from before the show?
Yeah, they just came out.
Yes.
Oh,
gotcha. Yes, we want them.
Yes, we want them. Yes, I love them. Jeremiah's our pledge card runner.
Okay. So you'll get a trophy if you pledge $75 or more, and the trophy will say FMU, and it will have a number of where you are in the ranking. We're going to rank every listener.
Is it ranked by how much money they pledge?
No. It's ranked by how we feel about them emotionally and personally.
Interesting.
And how hot they are.
Can I help with the judging?
Yes. Yeah, we would love you to weigh in.
I'm in. I love it.
We want to thank Joe in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. Likes Hardy White and Ken and Andy.
Don't know what that means.
Amazingly
don't know those references.
Enough.
But thank you.
You don't understand the references to Ken and Andy?
No, that one I recognize. That one rings a bell for sure.
Don't talk right at the mic. Talk kind of like...
Through it.
Your mouth should be here.
You're not my mother.
There we go.
All right. You know what? I'm going to take the gum out.
And we have 2.5 minutes to the soak. Two and a half minutes to the only matching period of the entire WFMU fundraising marathon. So don't pledge yet.
You know what? I had a dream last night that you met your stupid goal yesterday.
Yeah.
And called off... The soaking.
Oh, look at that. Aaron in Toronto checking in for us. Dale in New Hampton.
Oh, God bless you all.
These are all people who pledged before the
soaking.
Exactly.
They didn't want to hit Andy up any more than
Paul
necessary.
In Ridgewood. Michael in San Luis Obispo.
Ken, maybe we should talk about how if people make a big pledge because they want to soak Andy, they'll be able to pay for it in monthly amounts.
Yes, they could pay for it in monthly amounts, and if they do $83 a month, they could join us at the Booze Cruise.
Yeah.
And Andy and I will be there. Andy and I will both be there together.
Well, I'll be locked in the VIP room, but you'll be circulating among the people,
yes.
Right, Ken?
Yes, and I'll let people up.
Is there
the
a
VIP
window?
Room.
Michelle, is there a window in the VIP room? Can I wave to people?
We were there last year.
Yeah, there's a window. I'll be able to wave to everyone.
Yes.
That was a good time last year.
Sure, I love the waving.
Me too.
I saw some pictures of you.
Is there any way to install a thicker window this year?
Of course, I've already had it done.
Because last year I could hear them.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.
But I have a key to the VIP room, so...
No, you don't.
If you want to pose for a selfie with me and Andy, then just, seek me out and we'll go up there.
No, that was really fun. We went around and around the harbor. We saw Lady Liberty.
1 minute to go. One minute to the soaking.
Wait, or you could call now. 800-989-9368. If you want to thank me and Ken, we put in a good year here, didn't we, Ken?
Yeah, we did.
What were some of the highlights of our year here?
Oh, we had so many great quizzes with listeners.
We did?
Yes, we did.
I'm kind of blanking on that stuff.
Yep.
What else did we
do? Nacho and Greg.
Don't know what that means.
We did that great show about the second longest line you've ever waited in.
I don't remember that one.
We did the Isolator Bunny. We unveiled our new technology. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Isolator
Bunny.
That's
right. We did a show for one listener.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
1 minute. Till the soaking.
Oh, shut up.
No, actually, 15 seconds to the soaking. Andy's trying to distract me.
No.
And now we go 10.
No. Oh, this is not cool.
7.
Not cool, Ken.
6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Let the soaking of the Breckman begin. 800-989-9368.
Or 9367.
No.
That will work also.
Only 9368.
Or 9367.
Or you can pledge at WFMU.org. Start your pledge now, and it'll be time-stamped for the soaking period.
Or try the Cool Kid Hotline, 800-989-9367.
No. It's 9368, like WFMU. 800-989-9368. Any amount that you pledge during this period.
This hurts. This
during
really
this
stings.
4 minute period.
This hurts my feelings. It truly does.
Will be matched by.
What have I done wrong? I got a job. I succeeded in life. I'm a white male. What have I done wrong?
There you go.
What crime have I committed?
You've said it all.
I'm going to get a sex change for next year.
800-989-9.
Hey, Michelle, I'm going to be a woman. Maybe by the booze cruise.
Life is so much easier.
Yeah, we'll hang out. Maybe I'll steal your boyfriend.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is the web address. We have 3 minutes to go in the soaking.
Or you can wait till after the soaking.
People are going crazy in here.
No, hold on. You can wait till after the soaking.
Yeah.
You can still pledge, but you can spare me. You can give me a break.
Oh, don't spare Andy.
You can show me some love.
Oh, come on. You've
heard. The way I've been showing you some love all year. 800-989-9368.
Smash the patriarchy! Call now! 800-989-9368. WFMU.org. This is the soaking of the Breckman. The magic 4 minutes that only happens once every fundraising marathon. The only matching period that we have during this entire 2 week fundraiser.
Well, there might be another one. There might be another one
crazy.
In a few weeks, right, Ken?
There might what?
There might be another soaking in a few weeks.
No.
This is not their only chance.
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is the only chance.
Go to hell.
And there's 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go.
Oh, and that laugh from you, Michelle, is not helping matters.
This is really happening real quickly,
really,
and I am loving it.
No, this hurts. I'm taking this personally.
800.
What have I done? What have I done wrong? I succeeded in my career.
Oh, my word, Andy.
Shut up, all of you. You can all go to hell.
All those sexist jokes, all the rape jokes, all the child molestation jokes.
No, hold on. I had a lot of child molestation jokes that I thought of but didn't tell.
Andy doesn't believe that people have feelings. Andy doesn't believe that it's possible to offend somebody. With his words.
Michelle,
he honestly doesn't believe
Michelle,
that.
Michelle, be cool, Michelle.
800-989.
Michelle, have mercy, Michelle.
9368, WFMU.org. Just a minute and a half left in the soak.
Wait, you keep extending that.
No, it goes to 619, my
friend.
When
did we agree on the time?
It's too late. It's
I hate you all.
It's implicit. It's implied.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shut up, all of you. This is not cool.
800.
What have I done wrong? Just tell me why people feel this way.
I told you. I told you everything.
Wait, let me talk to the husbands and boyfriends out there. Do not let your girlfriends or wives pick up the phone.
For that reason alone, you should pledge now. There's less than a minute to go.
You forbid them. You forbid them to pick up the phone during the soaking. Come on, guys.
800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address.
That's one way to donate, or call our hotline.
Look at that total.
35 seconds to go. 35 seconds to go.
Wait, why is she so delighted?
The phone has to ring in the next 30 seconds. 800-989-9368.
Look at that smile on Michelle. That makes me so
mad. Oh, she loves raising money.
Michelle, I swear to God.
I just love the station. I don't hate you.
I'm going to get a sex change operation. I'm going to go on the booth cruise and hit on your boyfriend. Don't think I'm not.
Rude as hell.
Oh, man, that's the diabolical
that's
plan.
A real
I'd actually love
not,
to see
I'm
that.
I'm not bluffing.
I would love to
Five
see
seconds
that.
To go. 800-989-9368.
And then after the
three,
booze cruise?
Three, two, one.
I simply change back.
The soaking is over. That's it.
Okay.
Only pledges time
so was
stamp.
Was that like $800?
a bit more than that.
How do you know? You don't know the total.
I'm just going by Michelle's body language.
I know. That really scares
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That is so uncool. Let me list all the people I'm kind of mad at.
Okay.
You.
Yeah.
You're top of the list.
Right. Okay. Go on.
Michelle and that cackle of hers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then all our listeners that waited for those 4 minutes, until those 4 minutes.
People wait all year, Andy.
Why?
You
just tell
understand.
Me why. Explain that to me.
I did already. I maybe you weren't paying attention.
Did anyone, Michelle, did anyone soak Ken?
You
no one soaked Ken.
You How can that be?
You didn't
How
even.
Wait, every year there's some.
You didn't even mention.
What?
That it was possible to soak me.
I know.
Yeah, you forgot.
In hindsight.
Yeah.
No one said, no, I don't think anyone soaked you, Ken.
That's great. That's amazing. So bring those.
Why? Why? Who is Ken to them? What did Ken do differently than me?
Dan in Summit says, soak Andy, thank you. Tomer in the system. Oh, my gosh. Very generous pledge.
I love Tomer. He's a pal of ours.
Yeah, Max
B. He plays pinball with us.
Thank you.
Go to hell, all of you.
Charles in Northfield says, soak Andy. Paul in Fishkill.
No. Sorry.
Peter, thank you.
No longer a friend of mine.
Oh, Greg from New York says, go to hell, Andy.
Greg is dead to me.
Fredericks in Newport Richie, thank you.
Go to hell.
Jeff in New York, soak him. Kevin, Kev Licky in Gardner.
Maybe he'll die. Maybe they'll all die.
Our old pal Mark in Far Hills.
What's this about? Why?
Oh.
What have I done to them?
Andy, your wannabe protege, Bucci.
Yes.
Bucci called in.
He's a good friend of mine. He did not soak me.
Oh, he did. He wrote Andy Soak. Yeah.
No, he's... Oh. Doesn't anyone have enough class to say, I'm pledging, but I'm not soaking? Did that happen?
You'll find a lot of things here, but class is not one of them, Andy Breckman. Yeah,
David,
I've been on your booze cruise. I know exactly what you mean.
Our good pal David in Morristown loves soaking Andy.
He can go to hell.
Oh, Diane and Holly. We know Diane. Thank
you. Sure, they're dead to me.
Yeah. David in Scotch Plains. Long-time listener, first-time soaker.
Well, now, wait, where did that come from? What, you mean he just tuned in for the first time recently?
Mike,
he's new to the show?
Yeah, first-time soaker. Yeah, no, he never knew about this.
Well, that kind of hurts. That cut is the deepest of all.
Thank you, Mike Gerzashevitz from El Segundo.
Go to hell.
Our friend Anthony.
Our friend, in quotes.
Yeah, in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Hi from Anthony and Pat.
Friend's
Thank
a funny
you.
Word, isn't it?
And our pal Mark
Thank
in
you,
Seabright.
Mark. Yeah, right, great.
Chris in Lagunitas. Peter in Brooklyn.
Fine.
Josh, these are all people who soaked.
Damn, Andy.
Danny
not,
D.
Yeah,
Anna
look
Chu.
At that, look at that. Look at Michelle just grinning.
Susan in Kinnelon says, soak him. Chris in Rutledge.
Thank you, Susan.
No, Chris in Silver Spring says, soak Andy.
Yeah, because Chris in Rutledge has too much class. That would be the Chris from Silver Spring.
Guess what Stephen in Brooklyn said? He said, hey, Andy, guess what? Go to hell.
Now that hurts. Because hell's like one of the worst places you can send
you
somebody.
You got a pity pledge
from
our own Mark Hurst on staff here.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Andrew in North Carolina says, bless you, Uncle Andy.
God bless you. Wait, does that mean there's no soaking?
No, it still counts because it came in during the magic period.
This is just the worst.
Yeah. Mike in Toronto, Thomas in Kinnelon, Jason in Brooklyn says, soak, soak, soak. Melinda in Asheville, Oscar in Somerville.
Yeah.
Is Oscar's out on assignment and not able to listen, but did not want to miss the soaking. Set an alarm for himself.
We can say anything we want about Oscar. He's not listening.
Bob in Oak Ridge.
Yeah.
Nadia!
Oh, Nadia. Oh, little Nadia. She's been saving her pennies.
Yeah, Nadia.
Nadia.
Thank you, Nadia. Nadia's going to be on Wake and Bake next Tuesday, I believe, from 8 to 9 a.m. James in South Orange says, happy soaking.
Oh, God.
Your protege soaked me.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Not so
Hoisted
great.
On your own petard.
Yeah.
Got a little taste of your own medicine. That's kind of sweet. How do you feel, Ken? How does it feel? Put it in words, Ken.
Feels like being punched in the stomach.
Exactly. So imagine me. Imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like
you
I'm
feel
just,
like you've been punched in the kneecap.
I feel like I'm being held down and just repeatedly run over by a some kind of jeep.
Wow, what does that feel like?
It's not good, Ken.
Yeah,
because and I'll tell you why. I come here every week. I give and I give and I give.
I want to say
true. It's true. I don't pre-produce the show. I don't think about it in advance.
No,
that's true. I'm not going to deny that.
You often don't even think about it while it's going on.
That's true. That's true too. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm here. I'm physically here.
I think that's what people take issue with is the fact that you're often physically here, but mentally somewhere else.
Oh, I see.
We want to thank Derek in Brooklyn.
Can't argue with that.
Landfill in Rahway, Matthew in Springfield.
Thank you.
Into the Ocean with you, Andy. Devin in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andy. Hi, Ken. Dave in New York City says, Soak.
Sorry, Andy, I can't.
John in Long Island
That's
City.
Fantastic. You can all go to hell.
Stuart in London
Fine.
Says, go to hell, Andy.
You can all go to hell, Stuart.
Dale in New Hampton.
Hey, I'm going to be in London.
Yeah?
When? Maybe I can tell Stuart to go to hell to his face.
When are you going to be in London?
Where I'm not telling
where
you.
Where are you going to be?
Where am I going to be?
Yeah, I want to call the doorman on you.
You know when
I want to call the bellhop on you this time.
You know when I'm going because I reserved the WFMU jet.
Oh, I was wondering what that reservation was.
Yeah.
It's no longer a jet. Funny story.
Thanks for letting me use your London flat, Ken.
Is a chopper okay?
A chopper.
I don't know if a chopper.
A transatlantic chopper?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
It's Chopper 91.
It doesn't quite make
no,
it all
we
the
were
way.
Using it this morning. It works great.
Okay.
Joshua in Seattle. Jason in the UK.
They can all go to hell.
Dennis in the Bronx.
Fine.
Jenny in Alexandria.
Get this over with.
Our friend Pam.
No, hold on. Are these really all Pam from Frisco?
Yeah.
She's soaking you.
Yeah, no, she's not.
No, she loves me.
Ballpark Frank is here for the soaking. Thanks, Andy.
Gosh.
And Dave in Albany.
Permission to curse. Permission to curse one
no,
time.
No, no.
One curse.
No. Jesus. I'm just trying to make my way through these.
Go, go, go.
Andrew in Amagansett, Lindsay
Fine.
In Baltimore,
Almost
David
done.
In Minneapolis,
go, go, go. Just
Jason
go.
In Brooklyn,
go, go, go,
Jennifer
son, go.
In Brooklyn.
Go, read like the wind.
Herb
go, son,
in New
go.
York.
Go, just
Ken
go.
From Hyde Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sebastian in Berlin.
Go, go, just go.
Anna in Vail.
They're all horrible people.
Julian in Brooklyn.
I don't even know why I call them people.
Robert right here in JC. Kathy
people
in Wayne.
Quotes.
Peter in New York, Nicole in West Orange, Zachary in Miami.
Oh, God.
Nick the Bard! It's Nick the Bard!
Oh, good old Nick the Bard. Well, he wouldn't soak me.
He did. Ty in California. You're welcome, Ty. Dana in Peachtree City, Georgia. Jane in Chicago. Zachary in Indiana, our friend Zachary.
Yeah.
And Fred in Brooklyn.
You know, keep all these names because if anything ever happens to me and the policemen say,
yeah.
Did he have any enemies?
Uh-huh.
You could just show them
oh,
the
give
pile
them all.
Of all of these
I'll give
pledges.
Them all these pledge cards.
Yeah. Officer, you might want to start with these people.
William Tullis, pledging swag for life to soak
oh,
to you.
Oh, good. Yeah. Swag for life.
George in Hopewell.
Is that $20?
Junction. No, it's more than that.
God.
Meme in Gardner, Rob in New Haven.
God.
Anthony in Stamford.
God.
Evan in Las Vegas.
Oh, no. This is just not
Troy
cool.
Troy in Brooklyn. Our
Uncool.
Pal George in Philly.
Wow.
Squares
a
all.
Lot of people hate you.
L7s. Oh, they're all L7s.
Vincent.
You know what that means? You know that reference?
No.
L7 like
Loser.
That?
What does
no.
it mean?
It means
it's a
square.
Band.
It's a square.
No, it's a band.
Yeah. Yeah. L7. Yeah.
The band. The
what?
Band L7.
No, there's no such band.
Yes.
Well, there's no such band post-1972.
Phibia the Cat, pledging from the Netherlands to soak you, Andy.
Oh, great. Called long distance.
Yeah. Eliza from Shaungum.
Yeah.
For seven-year-old Louie.
Yeah. Oh, seven-year-old Louie. Oh, God bless the little boy.
Aaron from Minneapolis. Hey, boys.
Oh,
says
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Friend of the show.
Michael in Brooklyn says, thank you, Andy, for your generous support of WFMU.
No, this is, see, I didn't support WFMU.
James says, soak Andy. Scott,
voluntarily.
Scott in Vermont. Roger in New York.
All of these, no.
Mike from the Bat Ranch.
Woo.
Soak Andy, freeform forever. Thank you. Mike and Ava and
he
Onyx.
Doesn't know what freeform means. If he knew what freeform means, he'd
Nate, yeah.
Would never say freeform forever because that means more freeform.
Right.
He's never heard the station.
No, I think he listens to it all the time.
Oh,
actually.
I thought he said freeform forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood you.
And Nathan in Belmont.
Yes.
Mark in
yes.
Mendham.
Go. Yes. Are you almost done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost. Melinda in St. Louis.
Yes, go.
Vincent in Hoboken.
Yes.
Scott in Gettysburg.
Yes.
Noel in North Carolina.
Yes. I've been doing a running tab, by the way, in my head.
Yeah.
The way card counters do in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
This is, I know what this adds up to. $610.
No, a bit bit more than that. John Kay, thank you, our friend
God,
John Kay.
No.
Joseph in New York.
Okay.
Michael in Watertown. Terry in Norwich. Okay. Gary in Santa Fe.
Just end this. End it now.
Thelonia in Brooklyn and William in Chester. That's
okay.
It. We're
That's
done.
That's it.
That's it, Andy. Those are the people who soaked you. And now.
Hey, Michelle, in one of the drawers there, I left some cyanide capsules.
I already took it.
God.
And now, Andy.
What?
We have to follow up the soak with something else amazing.
If it hurts me, I'm just going to pummel you. I will pummel you, and I will do my time.
This actually is amazing.
And no jury in the world would convict me. No jury in the world with an FM radio would convict me if I pummeled this man.
Well, if I was on jury selection, I would say if they owned FM radio, then I get a strike on that person.
You would?
Yeah, I would strike them from
the jury.
You would
eliminate them?
Yeah.
Because they're not eligible to render a fair verdict.
Right, but if they've seen Rat Race,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, they're friends
of mine. Then they can be on the jury.
Yeah, anyone that's seen Rat Race. That would be a great voir dire.
Yeah.
What was your favorite scene in Rat Race? That would be a great voir dire. But we have a
My favorite scene was the scene with rocket scientist Ken Friedman.
Oh, yeah. I used your name.
Yeah.
That was because, A, you're my best friend, and I'm your best friend. And, yeah. B, I'm so lazy, I couldn't even take the moment.
Actually,
to think
of you know what
name.
My favorite scene in Rat Race was? When the monster truck flew through the air.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. Stoners love the monster truck scene.
So right now, we want to announce that...
Making Michelle laugh. That's all I ask.
We would like to take a pair of listeners to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
No. Yes. You misspoke. We're going to take a pair of listeners to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse. You said we would like to.
Well, I would like to.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't lie about that.
Andy and I are going to see Neil Young on May 14th, Tuesday, May 14th at Forest Hills, Queens. And we have bought a pair of tickets. We have bought a pair of tickets for a listener.
Right.
Good seats, too.
Yeah, they're good seats. They're down low. Okay. It's one. We have four tickets. One for Ken.
Yeah.
One for me.
Yes. Go on.
And two for some lucky listener. But in order to be eligible, you have to pledge $50.
$50.
To get in the running.
From this point forward.
Right.
You have to pledge $50.
Will be put in the box. And Michelle will shake the box up at the end of this and pick a card. But here's the deal. Here's the deal to sweeten the deal.
Yeah.
For every $50 you pledge, you get another card in the box.
Each entry is $50.
Each entry costs $50. So if you pledge $100, you've doubled your chances. And that's...
If you pledge $1,000, you get 20 cards.
You get 20 cards in that box. And Michelle will, in front of witnesses, in front of all these... Honorable phone volunteers.
Are you saying, Andy, that
Michelle will shake the box and pick a card at the end of this hour?
A listener who pledges $50 might win tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse that are worth hundreds of dollars, probably.
Well, yeah, it's sold out. We know that.
It is sold out.
And Neil Young I hope he does my favorite song.
Which one?
Sweet Baby James. James Taylor.
Wrong singer songwriter.
No. Yeah. He might do it.
May I say something about the rules before the calls start coming in?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be a $50 pledge from now moving forward. You can't call in and say, I gave $25 for the soap.
That's right.
I want to give
$25.
This is a new deal.
New.
That is correct.
We're resetting the show. For every $50, you get a card in the box. One listener will get a ticket plus one. Now, is that listener going to sit between you and me? Do I have to sit next to the listener?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have to sit next to the listener.
And we'll take one selfie with the listener?
No.
We
will take many selfies.
Will you all sing Sweet Baby? Will you all scream out, sing Sweet Baby James with me?
No. But we also, to make it a very special evening,
yeah.
Andy has written a very big sign.
I will bring a sign. I'm going to bring a sign. I do want to bring a sign.
It's written on a bed sheet, and the four of us are going to hold up the sign to make sure that Neil Young.
I've been waiting for a Neil Young concert to bring this sign. I have a special sign just for Neil Young.
You wouldn't tell me what it said.
It says, and it'll be big letters, big enough for him to see.
Yeah.
Sing like a man.
Oh, he'll like that.
Because, you know, he's as a joke ever right. since he started out, ever since Buffalo Springfield, he's been singing like a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was funny then. When you're a kid, it's
well,
funny.
He sang in a falsetto.
But now he's an adult. Now he's 98 years old.
Right.
And it's time for him to sing like a man.
He's 78.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will you all hold the sign up with me? Sing like a man?
As long as it says, hey, Neil, sing like
hey,
a man.
Hey, Neil, sing like a man.
Yeah.
Or maybe he'll say, hey, Neil, joke's over. Sing like a man.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, don't look at me when you're there. Don't talk to me.
Hey, Michelle's going to be sitting.
Yeah, Michelle's going to be there,
Michelle's going to be sitting a few rows over.
I bet you a bunch of other FMU staff members are going to be there. And amazingly enough, Michelle, it seems like we have nobody in the running.
Nobody in the running.
Nobody in the running for a
pair. So anyone that calls now will be guaranteed.
800-989-9368.
800-989-9368. $50 puts your card in the box.
Or WFMU.org to pledge. It's $50. Your pledge needs to go to 7 Second Delay.
Right.
You'll be put in the running.
If you're just tuning in, we soaked Andy. It went swimmingly. But if you pledge,
swimmingly was the word he used.
If you pledge $50 from this point forward, then you're in the running to win a pair of tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse with me and Andy. Michelle will be there.
What's the date? Tell me the date.
It's Tuesday, May 14th at Forest Hills.
7 p.m. at Forest Hills. And you'll be there, Michelle?
I'm going on the 18th, or on the next
day. You'll wave to us from a few seats.
Oh, Michelle.
I might be there Tuesday and Wednesday, but I'm not sure.
Well, you'll
see
our
sign.
Oh,
that's so cool. You're going to be there the next day. We will hide the sign for you in the bathroom.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, Neil, sing like a man. That'll be our sign.
800-989.
Now the phones are ringing, baby.
800-989-9368.
You'll know where we're sitting because we'll be holding up the sign and people will be pelting us with rocks and bottles.
And the show is at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens.
Yeah, right. We'll be there. Be there or be square. Or in our case, be there and be square.
Yeah, where Bob Dylan performed famously.
It's going to be amazing. I am so excited for the show. I can't believe You know, I have to say I was really jealous, Ken, when you told me that was what was your
Hey, do you think he's going to do one of his patented one-string, one-note, 30-minute guitar solos?
Oh, God.
Doubt it.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, that'll give me a chance to hit the men's room.
He does those,
I know he does. Yeah.
I've seen Crazy Horse many times.
Oh, sure. Here's my impression of a Neil Young solo. Yeah. Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
That's a
ding,
terrible imitation.
Ding,
yeah, that's
ding,
not a good imitation.
Ding. No. I'm not even halfway done.
That's awful.
Ding, ding.
It's nothing
ding,
like that.
Ding.
No, that's
my impression of the crowd during the solo.
What was that noise?
That's cheers. That's
are you going to buy people drinks and candies and such?
Yes.
Well, people are going to be throwing bottles at us, and many of them will still be half filled. So you'll be able to drink from that.
Yeah, probably people will throw food at us
as well.
Yeah, there'll be lots of food being thrown at
us. We'll happily share it.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Hey, Neil, sing like a man.
WFMU.org, also to pledge. Sorry, Ken, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
You go ahead, Michelle.
No, you go.
I was just gonna reiterate that what we're trying to do right now is give away a pair of tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse Tuesday, May 14th at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens.
Yeah.
Andy and I are going. We bought two tickets. We will go. We're going to sit with you. And then there's also going to be other FMU staff members there. And if you pledge $100, then you get two cards in the hat. If you pledge $150, you get three cards in the hat.
Triple your odds.
$50
per... It's not a hat. It's a box.
Per card in the hat.
And Michelle is making a separate card for everyone that pledges $50 or more. And
it's a hat-shaped box.
It's not a hat-shaped box.
Yes, it is.
You know, he's 102 years old. Just having him come out on stage and standing up will be enough for me to
cheer. 78, and he has not lost his voice. Or his guitar ability.
No, he hasn't lost his voice.
No,
that's
he
right.
hasn't.
He sings the same way he sang when he was 3 years old in kindergarten.
He still has
his voice.
Have you heard Bob Dylan's voice?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Neil Young still sounds great. He still has his voice.
Is
totally.
Is he still doing that joke voice he did with Buffalo Springfield when he sings like a girl?
That's not a joke voice. That's known as a falsetto.
Yeah.
No,
you got to love Neil Young. I love Neil Young. Here's what he did.
Yeah.
He took his baby down to the river,
right.
shot her,
yep.
shot her dead,
yeah.
came home, wrote a little ditty about it. got to love the guy.
That's rock class. It's just like Joe did the same thing.
Yeah, write what you know.
Yeah, he wasn't the first one to kill his baby.
Yeah, shot her dead.
Well, like shot Joe, just like Joe did.
Yeah. Down
Man,
by the river.
Man, the phones are going
down
wild.
Down by the river.
800-989-9368. You pledge $50 for
Hey, Neil,
each.
Where did you bury her? I have a lot of things to be yelling.
Well, he wrote a lot of songs about killers. He wrote a song about the Manson family.
Cortez?
Yeah, there's Cortez the Killer.
Oh, I know.
Revolution Blues.
He's dark, baby.
T-Bone.
And then he sings it like a little girl so nobody gets mad at him.
Piece of Crap.
Yeah.
Walk Like a Giant. Usually what he does
Sweet Baby James!
The show is usually...
Girl from Ipanema! That's going to be wonderful.
Are you going to be calling it, shouting out Girl from Ipanema?
It's my favorite song. I'm not going to pay these prices and not want to hear Girl from Ipanema.
Can somebody bring the cards in so I can thank people after the entry?
$50.
After the entry
slip. $50 gets you in the running. Hey, $75 and you get a trophy, a personalized trophy from Andy and Ken.
Right.
Maybe you'll be, what will be your ranking? Everyone will get a different ranking.
Right. We have around 250 people who pledged to the marathon.
Dear God.
And we're going to be ranking every trophy, 1 through 250. Will you be in the
top 10? No, not just the marathon. People that pledge now are still, it's not 250.
Right.
It could be north of that.
All right, Tony.
Tony might be coming to Neil Young with
us. Yes, Tony is in the running for Neil Young.
Yeah, okay, good luck, Tony. I want to sit near Tony.
Martin and JC.
Maybe Martin will sit next to me and you.
In the running.
Good, I hope it's Martin. I really do.
Martin's going to be holding up one corner of the sign
that says,
Hey Neil, sing like a man.
Yeah.
And John and St. Paul also in the running for the Neil Young tickets.
Yeah.
And
I bet when Neil Young reads the sign, he's going to say this. He's going to say, sing. Okay, this guy wants me to sing. This is Neil Young reading.
Uh-huh.
It's probably going to be like a hurricane. This is Neil Young thinking. He wants to hear like a hurricane.
Yeah.
And then he's going to hit the last word on the sign.
He's going to be doing this all out loud.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be reading out loud.
Yeah.
Maybe
he ain't the brightest nail in the shoe.
Maybe we should add that to the sign. Hey, Neil, read this out loud. Sing like a man.
Well, the joke is, and you all know the joke I'm making. You all know Neil Young.
I don't know the joke.
He is illiterate. We all know that.
He's not illiterate.
That's a pretty well-kept secret.
No.
He is illiterate. He's never learned to read or write.
No, there's lots of albums where you can see his handwriting. Proof that he can write.
Fine. You love Neil Young.
I do love Neil Young.
Well, maybe...
This won't be the first time he's looked at me while performing disparagingly. I can promise you that. He once looked at me and shook his head.
When? Yeah. Where?
Like,
tell me.
That poor kid.
Oh, I didn't know he listened to WFMU.
No, I saw that was when I saw during the Rust Never Sleeps tour in Michigan.
Oh, I thought like he recognized you and was commenting.
No, and I was like in the first or second row.
He shook his head.
And and it was during a 25-minute long version of Like a Hurricane, as a
disapprovingly. Oh, was it the part? Was it this part in Like a Hurricane? Ding, 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 ding.
No, you're thinking of it.
And then the crowd goes crazy. What a soloist. What a guitarist. Ding, 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 ding.
That sound
effect. No, he's saving a lot of money, wear and tear on the other five strings.
You going ding, 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 and then going, it does not sound like a Neil Young
concert. It's going to be a great night. What's that date again?
It sounds like a vampire on the Gong Show.
What's that date again?
It's Tuesday, May 14th.
And we have good seats. And
Forest Hill Stadium.
It's me, you, and a listener and a plus one of the listeners.
Yes. And we're going to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Usually he does two parts of the show, and then there's an intermission.
Yeah.
And usually the second half of the show is him rocking out with Crazy Horse. That's the highlight.
And how many of those songs that he does, what percentage of songs will I recognize?
Oh, quite a few.
Because he's written 18,000 songs.
Yeah.
He writes a song every 20
minutes. Well, you know Cinnamon Girl, of course,
right? I know
Cinnamon Girl.
I know the five hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know five hits.
I know his five hits.
No, you don't.
Hey, do you swear, Ken?
Yeah.
Do you promise not to hit on the listener's wife if a listener brings his wife?
Can we wait and see?
Fine.
Who wins?
Okay, so no promises are being made.
Do you promise to go through with your sex change so that you can hit on Michelle's boyfriend?
For the booze cruise?
Yeah. Because I know you'll make a lovely woman.
And then I go to change right back right after the booze cruise.
No.
Right back that afternoon.
No, you're doing the
zippity zip. I zip in and zip out.
Hormones and everything. It takes a while.
It takes
Yeah, to transition. Yeah, it's not something you do overnight.
If it can make me a more sensitive human being, it's well worth it.
Okay. We can do that.
Hey, maybe next year that'll be like, so, maybe next year if we raise X amount of money during the marathon.
I have only thanked.
You or I will have a sex change.
There's only four people in the running.
Wow.
For the Neil Young tickets. Only four people.
One in four. Your chances are one in four. Pretty great.
$50 or more puts you in the running. If you pledge $100, then you get two slips in the hat-shaped box.
That's right. It's kind of like those charity, what do they call those charity fundraisers when you put slips in a box?
Tricky trays?
No, they're like silent auctions or something. 800-989-9368. We want to take you to Neil Young. What's that date again?
Tuesday, May 14th, Forest Hills, Queens.
Forest Hills, Queens. If you live outside of New York, it might be worth the trip to New York.
Oh, my gosh.
If you live in New York, it's pretty convenient.
Daniel, yes. Donating quite a bit to get a lot of slips in the box, I guess.
Oh, maybe it'll be Daniel. He's increased his odds.
Rob in Arlington, VA.
Good luck, Rob. I hope I sit next to Rob.
Pete the Gardener. Pete the Gardener checking in. Says, great show. Go to hell.
That's it.
Thank you, Pete.
Is Pete in the running?
He is.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Richard in Cambridge.
I know you've always had a thing for Pete's wife.
I've never met Pete's wife, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like Pete.
I guess that's the official version.
I like his gardening.
Yeah, exactly.
If you catch my meaning.
I sure know exactly what you mean by like his gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do his wife.
That's not what I meant.
I thought you said you like his gardening.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid, Ken. 800-989-9368. Hey, and if you pledge anything, you get the punchline to this joke.
Yeah.
What do you call a WFMU DJ in a three-piece suit?
A well-dressed DJ?
Maybe, Ken. Yeah, maybe.
A DJ who's ready for action?
It answers the question, why has Ken never been invited to the writer's room at any of Andy's shows?
Don Juan?
Yeah, maybe Don Juan. Yeah, maybe Ken.
Casanova.
Maybe Ken. FMU, WFMU.org, if you want to do it with your computer. Make sure you use your mouse and double-click with your fingers.
Now, that's a joke that I've heard you make for years and years,
yeah.
Describing how to use a computer.
Yeah.
But the other night, I got to really witness your computer skills for really the first time.
Wait, when was this?
When we recorded that podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I barely made it.
Oh, my God.
I barely made it online.
When Andy says, don't forget to use the clicky mouse, he's really talking to himself.
Yeah.
He's not talking to you. That's how the IT department speaks to Andy.
That's true. That's true. It's why I had children.
Laura,
to help me get online.
Laura in Somerville. Yeah, we were trying to do something technical the other night during a podcast recording. And I was like, are there any children around? Please, somebody find a child to help Andy. 800-989-9368.
And on April, what's the date for the concert?
The Neil Young and Crazy Horse concert that we're trying to give a pair of tickets away to is Tuesday, May 14th, Forest Hill, Queens.
Oh, May 14th.
We have a block of four seats, very good seats.
I got to tell you up front, he still sings like a girl from everything we've heard.
Well,
he sings like a little girl. He thinks it's funny.
He's got a falsetto, but
not funny. This will be me at the Neil Young concert. Not funny.
He doesn't
sing like a man.
He doesn't always sing in a falsetto. There's some songs he sings in a falsetto, and some that he doesn't.
Okay, we'll see.
There's Helpless. He'll sing Helpless.
Helpless is all falsetto.
Yes, that's a falsetto song.
Yeah.
But then usually the Crazy Horse songs are not falsetto songs. It's when he's singing in his regular. Man's, if you want to call it a man's voice.
Well, when he addresses the song to Cowgirl on the Sand, he's singing like a little girl.
Well, that's another falsetto.
Old enough now to change your name. Not funny.
It's not.
We paid a lot of money. Sing like a man.
It's not supposed to be funny.
These tickets cost a fortune. Sing like a man.
They did cost a fortune.
They did. We have good seats. Michelle, don't we have good seats?
They're really good seats.
And yet we're giving a pair away for $50 if you pledge now at 800-989-9368. Only 10 minutes to go, and then
and
we're going to give
away. Ken will respect your wife. He'll respect her space, personal space.
I will do that. I can promise to do that.
Yes.
You wanted me to promise not to hit on her.
We will heavily medicate Ken.
I can hit on her from 15 feet away.
Ken, 1 to 10, how stoned will you be at the Neil Young concert?
Only moderately.
Oh, okay.
I'm straight edge. You forget. I'm straight edge these days.
Yeah, straight edge by Ken Friedman standards.
No, by any objective standard. Yeah. I don't drink. I don't do any hard drugs at all.
Yeah. Now, just, how do you say that? What do you, and without laughing, you squeeze a rusty nail?
I don't even smoke weed. I don't even smoke weed.
I know you don't smoke weed.
It's just edibles.
You inject it.
Edibles.
You mainline it.
Psychedelics.
Exactly.
DMT, ibogaine, acid, shrooms.
How many shrooms will it take for Neil Young to sound like a grown-up adult?
He sings like a grown-up adult all the time. Probably the whole second half of the show, he's going to be singing like what you call a grown-up, meaning non-falsetto. We are trying to give this pair of tickets
Maybe
away.
Maybe his pants are too tight. Hey, Neil, loosen your pants. Oh, I'm ready, baby.
Are you going to make
It's going to be great.
Are you going to make a sign that says that, too?
I feel very, very sorry for the people that paid a lot of money to sit right in front of me.
Robert in New York pledging very generously for the Neil Young tickets.
Oh, God, I hope Robert wins. He's my favorite.
Tim in Massachusetts.
Yes, oh, I hope Tim wins. He's my very favorite.
James in Chatham says...
I forgot about James.
James says, go to hell, Andy.
Okay, I hope James wins, even though he said go to hell.
Brian, right here in JC, would love to sit on Andy's lap at the show. Is that going to be a possibility?
I don't think so, but let's not say no. Let's leave the door open.
Maybe you could bring a garbage bag or something.
You mean to protect me?
Yeah.
If he sits on my lap?
No, to protect him from
you. So we would have an extra seat? It's a way to sell an extra seat?
Yes, but I was thinking more about protecting him, not protecting you.
He might not want to sit on my lap. I plan to be pelted by rocks and bottles.
Brian, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Charles in Northfield.
Hey, Neil, where did you shoot your baby?
Everybody knows where he shot his baby.
Where did you bury her?
That's an open question.
Yeah.
She's presumably also, her body is probably also by the river.
You think it's still by the river?
Well, not anymore.
Hey, Neil.
I mean, it would be skeleton now.
Yeah. Hey, Neil, there's no statute of limitations on murder. This is going to be me.
Is there no statute of limitations?
No, you can prosecute people for murder 60, 70
really?
Years later.
Wow.
Of course.
Okay.
You don't sleep easily after you've shot your baby by the river.
I wish I didn't know that, but yeah. Thank you for the information. David in New York City, thank you.
Hey, David, I hope you win.
And David is still enjoying our relationship, this banter that you and I have after all these years.
You can't fake this kind of chemistry. This is the real thing.
Dennis in the Bronx, he soaked you, and he's checking in to get
in the running for the
Neil Young tickets.
I hated him for soaking me. I love him for coming to Neil Young with me. Hey, Dennis, bring your hot wife.
Benji in Nyack. Yeah, because Andy's going to be dressed as a woman, and he wants to trade makeup secrets.
I'm not dressed as a woman. I'm a legitimate woman. Oh. That's insulting to us women, isn't it, Michelle?
I'm sorry.
Very much so.
No, Very much so.
I am sorry about that. I realize that you are transitioning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim in South Orange. Andrew in Raritan. Pam in San Mateo.
Oh, my God. I'd love her to fly
in. Again. Yeah, she
would
fly
that would be
amazing.
I hope she wins.
And then she's not allowed to sit on your lap.
No, I can't let her sit on my lap.
Will the sound guy and a fan of Cinnamon Girl.
Fantastic. Well, maybe you'll hear Cinnamon Girl.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
Maybe he'll sing it like a man.
He does. That is one of the songs that he sings like a man.
It is?
Yes. He doesn't sing that in falsetto.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Isabel in London.
Perfect.
Isabel says, can't tell you how much we love you all.
Wait. Would Isabel fly in with her significant other?
I reckon so.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be
That would be
great.
Amazing. So we're at 800-989-9268.
We hope to do it the same weekend as the Booze Cruise in case people...
It's slowing down a little bit in here.
Well, no, you're not... You're,
5 minutes to go.
Ken, you just mixed up our weeks.
5 minutes to go. 800-989-9368. You're right, I did.
WFMU.org/donate is a way to be in the running. $50 gets you a ticket in the box. Is that a nice full box, Michelle? Let me hear that box.
Healthy number of pledges.
Healthy number of pledges. I wonder who will win. You got to make it fair, Michelle. You got to mix it up good.
Fiona in New York.
We have seven or eight witnesses. This will be a very, very fair drawing. Michelle, you're putting multiple cards in for some listeners?
Oh, yeah.
$50.
Oh, she's got it down, man. Michelle's doing an
amazing
job.
$50 gets you another card.
Michelle, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
You're welcome. I'm missing pinball for it.
Laurel and Gardner, you're missing pinball for this?
Well, that is love.
Christopher, but he's not in the running.
What if I transition, go on the Booze Cruise, hit on Michelle's boyfriend, and he turns me down? I'll feel like an idiot.
He'll definitely turn you down.
I'll feel like an idiot.
He's a one-woman man.
Oh, plus, my God. I'd feel so stupid.
Plus,
I'd be so mad.
Plus, I've seen Andy in drag, which is a horrific premonition of what he will look like after transitioning. Thank you, Noel in North Carolina. And
wow.
Robbie in Maplewood.
I hope Robbie wins. It'd be fun to go there with Robbie.
Handy in Brooklyn.
I mean Handy. I meant Handy. When I said Robbie, I meant Handy.
Daniel.
Oh, no, I meant Daniel.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Daniel is who I meant.
And Matthew from Bozeman.
Matthew from Bozeman.
From KGLT. The voice of Bozeman.
Wait, he would fly in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
He and the whole KGLT crew would fly in.
No, well, we only have two
We only have two tickets. We have two tickets.
And this is midweek. This is a Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
May what?
Tuesday, May 14th, Forest Hill Stadium in Queens.
That'd be pretty cool.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse, $50. We'll put you in the running for the tickets. We're going to be drawing for those in 5 minutes.
And this is a sold-out show. And is this Neil Young's last tour?
Could be, man. He's had an aneurysm.
Let's say it is.
Okay, let's say it. Plus, he's
probably is.
He's taken, like Bob Dylan, he's taken up a whole bunch of very risky adventure sports.
Will he be singing songs from a new album?
Yes,
we should get a discount for that.
He always has a new album.
He can't charge full price if he's singing songs off a new album.
Probably the first half of the show is when he'll do new songs.
Okay, so we're coming late. Show begins at 7. We'll meet you all at 8:30.
Then there will be a bit of an intermission.
Yeah, we'll wait for the good stuff.
What are we going to do with the listeners during the intermission? Are we going to have a tug of war or play frisbee? What are we going to do?
Yeah, we're going to play frisbee, Ken. Okay. Hey, I'll bring a big beach ball. Do they have beach balls at Neil Young concert?
Hell yeah, they do.
I'll bring a beach ball.
Oh, you should bring a beach ball that also tells him to sing like a man.
Yeah, then we'll kick it right onto the stage so he can't miss it.
Oh, my God.
And he'll have one of the literate members of the band read it to him. Somebody that can read. I'm sure one of Crazy Horse can read.
Yeah, Ralph Molina can read.
Ralph Molina could probably read. Yes. Read it to him.
Yep.
Ralph, what does this say?
3 minutes to go. This is your last chance to get in on the running.
Sing like a man.
For the Neil Young tickets, $50 or more puts you in the running. We're going.
Girl from Ipanema.
He never recorded that.
Exactly. That's why it'll be so special.
800-989-9368. Or okay, you can pledge online at WFMU.org.
Why don't we say 2 more minutes and then we have to cut that off, right?
Okay, yes. Richard in Wading River.
2 more minutes from now. You have 2 more minutes to enter your card, 800-989-9368. Enter and have a chance to go to Neil Young. Do you think, what's appealing to people? That it's Neil Young and Crazy Horse, or that it's Andy and Ken? That it's good seats?
It's that you're going to be wearing a garbage bag. That's the most appealing thing about it. I think it's Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I think that's the appeal. The fact that they're going with us, maybe that's a little bit of icing
on
the cake.
Sing like a man.
Ava from Newport, from the Bat Ranch.
Oh, I hope Ava wins.
Me too. Can't wait to see Neil Young with Ken and Andy.
That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be great if Ava won.
That would be great.
I would love it.
Okay.
That's why he's not pulling the winner.
Exactly.
I am not pulling the winning card.
I know, because you know a lot of these listeners.
Brian from Richmond Hill, Queens.
Oh, I hope Brian wins.
He wants you to know that Killdozer sings Cinnamon Girl Like a Man.
Will Killdozer be there?
No, unfortunately.
We want Killdozer. That'll be me.
Killdozer opening up for Neil Young. That's a dream bill. Andy.
Or vice versa.
You should be a booker.
Yeah.
And Leslie in Montclair.
Oh, I hope Leslie wins.
Okay. We have 1 minute to go. 800-989.
Hey, we should thank our volunteers. They've been great.
9368. Yes.
If you want to get into the running, please do it now. We're not going to go over time, so you need to get in now. WFMU.org
weekly.
Or 800-989-9368. 2 tickets to Neil Young. And you get to go with Ken and Andy as your chaperones.
Yeah, that's right, our chaperones. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We'll be your chaperones.
We want to thank Jeremiah Ventry McGee for helping out with the newsletter and helping out in the phone room tonight.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah came in person. We appreciate that. Who else, Ken? Who's here?
Handy Haversack was
beautiful.
In the house.
Thank you so much.
JD.
Thank you,
JD.
Thank you.
And Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Helping out tonight. And Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
So appreciated.
And thank you, Michelle.
Big Michelle. Thank you.
I think
you.
We
Big
have
thanks
one,
to Michelle.
The last pledge coming in. This is WFMU East Orange,
okay.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9.
Okay,
FM.
All bets are down, like they say in Vegas.
One more's coming in.
All bets are down. The wheel is being spun. Michelle, describe what you're doing. You have a big box filled with 3x5 cards.
I have a giant box.
Some listeners have multiple cards.
Yes.
Okay, how many cards would you say are in there?
I cannot say.
Okay, we have to pick a card. Shake it up. Let's hear you shake it.
Hold on. I'm hitting the last person in here.
We have 6 witnesses. Hold on. Michelle's writing the last card.
Oh, Michelle's about to choose the winner of the 2 Neil Young tickets.
Okay, she has to make a card out for every
listener. Thanks, Sarati, and thanks to Nick.
Okay.
That's it. That guy can't be in it.
Okay, here we go. Put it in. Okay, there you go. Shake it up good. Let's hear it. Put it near the mic.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, now mix them up. Now Oh my God, that really is shaking up. Now,
a card flew out.
Okay,
put that card back in.
Okay, reach in. Now, are you going to reach in from the top or into the middle?
Listen, don't stress me out. I'm just picking a goddamn card out of the goddamn box.
Okay, pick one. Who won?
Isabel N.
Isabel N. We're going to see Neil Young with Isabel N.
And her cute girlfriend. Her roommate.
Maybe her husband.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that probably.
Or father.
Oh, yeah, her father.
Or son or daughter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as Isabel's going to be
Congratulations,
Isabel. And, okay.
And Michelle, choose a backup, but don't announce who the backup is.
I did already, All
right. Okay, but don't announce who it is in case it's something, God forbid, something
Michelle,
happens.
Thank you so much. Andy, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
And thanks to everybody who pledged tonight. We made a ton of money here in,
well,
this,
one
in the
last,
last
go
hour.
To, one last go to hell for everyone that soaked me, and one last thank you to everyone that didn't soak me.
Yes, indeed. And we will be back next week. Please keep pledging to the WFMU 2024 Fundraising Marathon. Coming up next, it is Matt Fiveash and Mr. Finewine beseeching you to support the best blues program on the radio, Weekly World Blues. We want to thank Nick in Westland, Michigan, and Robbie in Maplewood. Thanks. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Have all of life's joys.
Dime in the pot, boy.
Each and every one lend a helping hand.
25 cents.
Put a nickel in the pot,
not
boy.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.
Pot boy.
It's true, I've found.
Put a dime in the pot,
but
boy.
This money's for a real good cause. So
cents.
Everybody stick around.
Not on a quarter.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.
Right now. next door. In the evening. In the morning. In the afternoon. I just drink that stuff all night.